You know, sometimes it's great to just talk to somebody else about your problems, right?
Well, let me tell you something, pal. I have been through extensive therapy, and I am so over that.
Okay, maybe it's not for everybody.
Welcome to the show.
It's Therapy Thursday with Ty Craig and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
All right, we are joined by Pastor Paul Watson, and we every week tackle a topic. And this week, the topic is when you are asked to do something in a relationship that maybe pushes the boundaries of what you think is right and wrong. Is that the right way to phrase this question?
Yeah, I think that's kind of right. I think there's this thing that happens in relationships that you can tell me what you think, Greg. But I think there's this thing that happens, and it happens in relationships, it happens in friendships, it happens in working environments, where people, when you first get to know people, or that you get in these relationships, and then people will ask you to do something that kind of violates your moral code. And the reason it's really important is because oftentimes we want to be included, or we want to be liked at such a level. It can be in a romantic relationship, it can be in a friendship, that we often times find ourselves compromising our moral code. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, so it can be relationally, it can be friendships, it can be people who you like at work, and you want them to like you. And so they've just asked you to do something that just crosses the line of what you think. Maybe it's life for them, or does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's life for them, or maybe it's asked you to cross the line just a little bit, right? And there's this kind of thing, that this inner turmoil that happens in those moments. And here's what I kind of believe. There's this passage in Proverbs. It's one of my favorites when it comes to this particular topic. And it just says, bad company corrupts good character. Mm. And it's this idea that the weird part of it is that generally good company doesn't influence bad character. Generally, bad character influences good character. And so there's this space in there that that when somebody has asked you to move into this space that makes you uncomfortable, and then you kind of go, what do I do from here? And there's this other piece that we forget about in that moment. And it's this place that that when somebody asks you to be something that you're not, what has really happened is they're asking you to be somebody they want you to be, and they're actually rejecting the person you are. Does that make sense? A little more complicated this morning. But when somebody says, hey, when somebody's asking you to cross a moral line and you're not comfortable with it, they're actually asking you to be who they want you to be, not the person you are. And so the reason this is so important is because when we compromise our value systems, we become people who they want us to be, and we stop being the person we intend to be. And so when it comes to this part of the relationship, it's so important to make sure that you surround yourself with people who value what you value, and who don't ask you to compromise your character.
Yeah. Sounds to me like, if you summed up, it's a saying my grandpa used to have, you can't soar like an eagle if you hang with the buzzards.
That's exactly right. And those little sayings are so true. And, you know, that's why it's important when kids go running off outside, they're like, mom and dad are saying, who are you playing with? Because they want to know who your friends are, who you surround yourself are with. But the same is true as we become adults. The same is true as adults. It's weird that even as a 54-year-old man, there are times when I find myself wanting to be liked by people who really I shouldn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like I shouldn't care.
Why do I care what that person thinks?
I was coming out of Lowe's not long ago, and this person, we had gone in to buy cabinets, and we get done with the cabinet thing, and the guy says, "Are you gonna buy it?" And I said, "Oh yeah, we're gonna buy it right after lunch." And we go walking out of the store, and my wife looks at me and she goes, "Why did you tell him we're going to buy that? We're not going to buy that." I said, "I know, but I wanted him to like me." she goes, "What?" I said, "I don't know. All of a sudden, I got insecure, and I decided I wanted this, that it was important that this person like me." And she went, "That's ridiculous." And she made me go back in and tell him I wasn't buy it. but we do. We tend to get insecure about things. And when we do, we often do things because we want to impress people that we're not even going to know in 10 years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or in 10 minutes.
Or in 10 minutes. Yeah.
What's going on at Downtown Vineyard Church?
Oh, man. So many things are going on downtown. If you're looking for a good church, we have, we're moving into the summer. This summer, we're going to do a thing called patio parties. And so instead of two services at 9 and 11, we're going to do one service all summer long. And every other week, we're going to throw a party at the end and have food trucks and have yard games. And this summer is just a summer of saying, hey, let's build a relationship. Let's make friends. So anyway, we're the Downtown Vineyard Church. We're across the street from the library. We're at 402 Grand Avenue. You can get us at 242-0813, or you can catch us at dtvchurch.org.